Guest host John French filling in at the here at the cast iron microphone. And trust me, this isn't as easy as people think it is. And yet Jazz was kind enough to ask me to come and fill in, share some thoughts with you, the wonderful people of Bakersfield and Kern County here on 1180 KERN. I hope I'm saying, am I saying that enough?
Oh, yeah.
Steve? Okay. I'm getting in all that. So welcome back to KERN 1180, 96.1 FM. You know, what a great thing to, have talk radio on the FM band. That's a good thing. So, as I mentioned, as we were heading out, we got a special guest here in the studio. We've got Mr. Darren Hobson from the Kern County Sheriff's Mounted Posse. And I'm not sure all of the folks of Kern County are aware, but we do have a Kern County Sheriff's Mounted Posse.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Jazz McKay Show, Darren.
Well, thank you very much, John. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we're happy that you're here. This morning when I was kind of figuring out, you know, as you can tell when I said this morning, when I was figuring out some things, I saw the Stampede Days Rodeo's coming this weekend.
Am I right? Yes, sir, tonight and tomorrow night.
And it's a real full bona fide rodeo, right?
Absolutely. It's a PRCA-sanctioned event.
So that is a big-time professional rodeo. We're going to get to see the cream of the crop tonight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is like people that make the same stops as they do Vegas and Cheyenne and all the other famous rodeo spots are going to come out and compete tonight.
Yes, sir.
What are some of the events that people can see tonight?
Oh, there'll be bull riding.
Nice.
And then all your major rodeo events will be today and tomorrow.
So barrel riding, bronc busting?
Bronc busting, yeah. They
call it bronc busting still, right? Okay,
yes,
nice. So, and you know, one of the things about rodeo is it's part of the culture here in Kern County. It's part of Western culture. It's been around for a long time. And guess who's attacking it? Of course, the left. So I would say get in and see the rodeo while you can. It's still an amazing sport. The participants are athletes, am I right?
Oh, absolutely. And the animals as well.
The animals are athletes as well. I got to tell you, some of those horses, I've been there many times with my stepfather, Stan Henry, who was part of the Kern County Sheriff's Mounted Posse and the Kern County Sheriff's Reserves. He was a reserve for 30 years.
Wow.
So he went out on patrol, volunteered, did it for free because he loved our community, wanted to serve our community. And he also loved the Kern County Sheriff's Mounted Posse. But I've been there many times at the fairgrounds, and it's always a wonderful event. So I know that the Kern County Mounted Sheriffs or Sheriff's Mounted Posse is involved as one of the sponsors, I think it is, of the event.
Or? No, we're just helping out with the Sheriff's Reserves and the TMRA.
Nice.
And we're doing our part to help out when we can.
That's fantastic. And I know that you've all been a part of the event for many years.
Yes.
You all volunteer your time. You don't get paid to do any of this.
That's correct.
I know that the Mounted Posse historically has worked alongside the Sheriff's Department. They actually were a part of the Sheriff's Department at one time, and they're still a valuable part of our community. But I know in certain situations you may be called to come out and assist if necessary.
If we were asked to.
Yeah, if you were asked to, you'd go out in remote areas with your horses and work alongside law enforcement if asked to.
If
needed. And that's the nice thing about this community is the volunteerism and the spirit of volunteerism in the community. So getting back to the Stampede Days Rodeo, so what are some of the things that the Mounted Posse is involved with?
Well, tonight we'll be riding in tonight and tomorrow night we'll be riding in Grand Entry and participating in that aspect of the rodeo. Mm-hmm. But the Sheriff's Posse does an awful lot more than that. We are outreach. We really champion for the kids of Kern County, either the physically or mentally challenged children of Kern County. We do a lot of fundraising. We do a lot of events and sponsor a lot of things that help kids.
Yeah, I know that local music legend Tommy Hayes.
Yes, sir.
Is he still a part?
Yes, he is.
Tommy
yeah.
Hayes, who's in the Western Swing Hall of Fame, has been a big part of the Kern County Sheriff's Mounted Posse for many years. And I know that at the fair, there's been outreach there with with disabled kids.
Yes. We sponsor a day where we cook for, I think this year we did 3,500 hamburgers.
Wow.
That we cooked for all those kids. And
you know what? Fantastic.
It is amazing to see all those little smiling faces and And it's very rewarding.
And we talk about Solution Focused Friday. This group is one that is involved in solutions. This is a group that's involved in bringing joy to the hearts of young kids in Kern County, at-need kids, kids that have needs. They do it for no other reason other than they want to bless and they want to help. And we sure appreciate that. Like you say, seeing the smiles on those kids' faces make it worth it. And then you're also, as far as the rodeo goes now, and this is kind of a year-round thing, you're involved in the Rodeo Queens. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, the Royal Court is what we call them.
Royal Court,
and
I love
we've
it.
Got a queen, a junior queen, a princess, junior princess, and a tiny princess.
Wow.
And those gals are so talented, the horsemanship, and they're really wonderful young ladies.
Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity for them. They learn lifelong skills that they'll be able to take and use mm-hmm. throughout their careers in their wherever they go.
It's not just looking cute on a horse, although
no, absolutely.
The little ones are so cute with their little hats and their little, their sashes, and they come riding out and they're so happy and proud, but they learn social skills.
Absolutely.
The rodeo queens are involved in a lot of charity work and charity appearances.
Correct.
Yeah, it's very similar to like the Miss America, but for the horse lifestyle.
Right, we incorporate in all aspects of what the Sheriff's Posse does. You know, that's one of the things that we try to promote: the Western way of life, the old West, safe, effective use of horses.
Yeah, and safe, effective use of firearms.
Absolutely.
And things like that. The Western lifestyle. So what is that? You know, I like how you brought that up. What does a Western lifestyle mean to you?
You know what? You look back at the old cowboy movies, and it's the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah.
And the good guy and the bad guy, mm-hmm. and always doing what's right.
Yeah, it's clearly defined boundaries.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I know that my stepfather, who was involved in that for many years, God rest his soul, was a man of integrity, a man that when I was a young man, when I was a pot-smoking hippie liberal, he never wavered on his boundaries. And when I grew up and I began to become conscious and aware and returning to the Christian roots that my family raised me in, his value system was always on point with the Kern County Sheriff's Department, Kern County Sheriff's Mounted Posse, the Western lifestyle, as it were, a simpler life, honor, integrity, and, of course, hard work.
Oh, absolutely. These guys that are part of the Sheriff's Posse, I mean, they don't get recognized enough. They mm-hmm. they work tirelessly, and they very good group of guys.
Right, and they come out and they donate time, and I've seen them get involved in a bunch of charity work. So, and I know that you your organization sponsors these young ladies, helps them get into this competition. It's more than just a little beauty pageant. They have to have intelligence. They have to have poise. They have to have what are some of the
And they go through the whole gamut. They do interviews. They do testing. They do horsemanship. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a rigorous process to go through, and fundraise, and go to events and present, and I mean, it's just a wonderful opportunity for those young ladies.
And I love it. I love the fact that that they have an opportunity, and it gives them a chance to learn and grow. In as much as the Sheriff's Mounted Posse blesses the disabled kids of this county, and the nice thing is we're having a professional. Is it what's the acronym?
PRCA.
PRC, I almost said PMRC, but PRCA, which is Professional Rodeo
Cowboys
Association. Thank you. I apologize for that.
No problem.
And so we've got a professionally sanctioned rodeo coming to town. We've got events that I know. I was reading that there is a special needs kind of rodeo for the kids tomorrow morning.
Yes, tomorrow morning we're gonna the Sheriff's Posse helps out with the exceptional rodeo.
I love that.
It is a lot of fun.
And what do the kids do?
Watch. They do the full rodeo, but we do it on a little different scale, and we have a lot of fun. Those kids, they do horse racing, they do pole bending, they rope cows. I mean, you want to talk about putting a smile on your face, those kids, man.
And these are special needs kids.
Absolutely.
Again, the exceptional kids, right? I love that. It's not people who suffer from disabilities. It's people that are living with and thriving in spite of these conditions. And so you get out there and you let them have fun just like the rest of the kids.
Absolutely.
And they can compete in all the little rodeo events.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that. And so how do people go about getting, I mean, they just buy tickets at the box office or?
Yeah, tomorrow for the Exceptional Kids Rodeo, it's free for anybody who wants to come and
where's
see.
It going
to
be?
It's at the fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds?
Yeah, and so it'll be from 9 to 11, and it'll be a lot of fun. But as far as the rodeo goes, yeah, you just go to the rodeo and you buy tickets just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And rodeo should be really good. Weather's going to be good. It's going to be, looks like it's going to be a really good rodeo.
Not too hot?
No, not too
cold?
Nope.
Yeah, I tell you, and you talked about the grand entrance. When the posse comes out, when the mounted posse comes out, man, they're dressed to a T. They come out, the American flags waving, you know. It is pageantry. It is it's historical. It matches the values of this wonderful city and this county. And Kern County Sheriff's Mounted Posse is a wonderful organization. Now, you were telling me that you're currently recruiting.
Absolutely. We're always looking for a few good men. We really want to grow the organization. We want to spread the word. We want to get out more and do more for the community, more for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Sheriff's Posse has been around for forever, 80 years. 1939 is when the Sheriff's Posse started.
The 80th year.
Right. We are one of the oldest Sheriff's Posse's in California. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's an outstanding organization, and the guys are just a really good group of guys.
So how would – you got to have a horse.
You got to have a horse. You got to be able to ride the horse.
Got to have a horse to be able to – and you got to have – you got to – you know, is there a background check?
Yeah, you go
like
through the background check, all those processes. On our website, I can give you that. It's kcs-mp.com,
mm-hmm.
and that's our website. You can go on there. There's the applications on there. A lot of history, a lot of really cool pictures are on there. We've been working hard to really update that so that people have a resource to go to and look for what we do.
And I got to tell you, in addition to that, when you guys go on your trips, the food is good. I know because I cooked it many times. My stepfather has steaks and the whole Marianne. But it's a great time of fellowship, a great time of community involvement. And if you got a horse and you want to get involved and you want to do more than just sit on the sidelines, you want to make a difference in kids' lives and young ladies' lives and be a part of this, you know, Western lifestyle like we talked about, get a hold of the Kern County Mounted Sheriff's Posse. They've got a website. Do you have a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page as well.
Facebook page. And get a hold of Darren and get involved. Our community's got a great track record of getting involved. Darren, I want to thank you for coming in.
You bet.
Folks, get out to the Stampede Days Rodeo. It is going to be an amazing time. What do you think, Darren?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And hopefully
nobody gets bucked off today.
All right.
Our group anyway.
And we have great turnout every year. Darren, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. You're tuned in to the Jazz McKay Show here on 1180 KERN.
News Talk.